All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back to this episode of In the Black. So last week we talked about...
The week before last.
Was it? Oh, yeah, sorry, my bad. Week before last, Raph and I, we shot the shit on basically just building sales, building a sales deck.
Yeah.
That is what we... Basically, if you went into the episode, it's two episodes ago, we talked about how it's basically the most effective tool and system that you can implement in your sales process in terms of just like conversion, consistency, and... What we just love about it is like anyone can do it. It's not like you have to learn. It's not like you have to train as a person to be a good salesman. It's just like a tool that you use.
Yeah.
And that's what
it is. Just walks you through it. So if you were like the greatest salesman in the world, probably wouldn't need it.
No.
But if you just want to be able to like smash gym sales, have your partner just smash gym sales and your employees, it just makes it so consistent. Yeah.
It just helps for the people that suck at sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's good for. So yeah, you can get that at themymuscleproject.com/free. Our business guides are on there. It's just like the sales deck downloaded. So if you missed out on that one, definitely go check it out.
And now I would say the one thing with that deck is interesting. So that makes it super duper easy and makes it to actually close the sales. The one thing you don't put in that deck is really how to handle at the end of it when they just have like a small objection.
Yeah.
And the way I see gym sales is, you know, we've had like a partner in the past or coaches that are like, oh, you know, you only want to sign up the people that are just like action takers and like ready to go and say yes. Cause that's the type of person you want. Realistically, running a gym, you've also got to be able to sign up the people that are like hesitate at the start.
Yeah, not everyone's in the same state of readiness as the people at the top. But before we dive into all those objections, that guide was definitely the most downloaded guide that we've had for businesses in terms of just that first uptake. So it's super popular. And Raph, you did really good job with it. So anyone that wants it can definitely, it's definitely worth a download. But one of the things as well is part of our sales process, right, is signing everyone up at the end of the consult in a really smooth way. And one of the things I like doing is saying, okay, take out your phone and download the app Waterfy. That's like we have like this little slide in there that's like, hey, download Waterfy, download True Coach, and subscribe to the Creature Fitness podcast. That's been one of the cool additions. Mm. And I think it's a good transition because there is this transition between them saying like, yes, I'm in, you having to pull up Waterfy, load up their profile, convert them from elite to athlete, which is really easy. The information is already in there if they've inquired through the website. And then obviously putting the payment details in, that's probably like a 2.5-3 minute process. But from like, yes, I'm going to pay you money to like 2 to 3 minutes, like I'm going to take your details. You want to try and minimize that gap as much as possible or have them doing something in between. So they're not thinking, I just said yes, but now I'm thinking it's maybe not a good idea. So that's what I like so much about Waterfy and True Coach is it's because they have the phone apps. I can say, hey, get out your phone, open it up. And then I want you to go to Waterfy Athlete, download that. It's a really nice looking app. It's really beautiful. It looks really professional. Wow, I'm downloading this technology platform, which is like a part of this gym, and it's a really premium service and all this stuff. And it just goes really well. And then you can kind of explain to them, oh yeah, this is where we're going to be putting your payment information. We can do billing here. This is where you can keep a track of all your invoices. You can keep a track of your programming. And then obviously True Coach as well. Hey, your coach is going to work with you on an individual basis. They're going to store your goals in here. So you both can have a look at your goals. We can put notes in here. We can put injury stuff. We can put extras programming. This is where we're going to put your programming when you go on holidays and you still want to train and be kept accountable. And all that fits. That's easy to fit into 2 or 3 minutes. And then by the time they're doing that, you're answering questions, you're telling them about that, you've got the Waterfy screen open. You've got payment information ready, and then you can say, oh, okay, cool. So I'll just get you to take a break from what you're doing for a sec. I just need payment information. And it's a really nice transition there. And it's because we use those really two technologies. So if you want the Waterfy technology, it's waterfy.com/MMP. The link is in the description of this episode. And then truecoach.co/MMP. The link is also in the description. And now I created a page on the website, themymuscleproject.com/partners, or it's just in the top heading, partners. And you guys can click there. And if you've ever heard a sponsor, because we always get people say, hey, what was the code for this? Or are you still sponsored by them or whatever? All of our current partnerships that we have, they are all listed on this page and all the codes are on there and all the landing pages are linked on there. So you guys can go there now, themymuscleproject.com/partners, or it's just on the front of the website. You don't even need to go to that link. You can find it. And that's your number one stop for all the codes, all the partners, everything there. So you can use that as well.
Awesome. So... yeah, I think the way I see it when people end up coming in the gym and you take them through this slide deck or whatever you're using is basically there's like 20% of people that are just like, yeah, cool, I'm just going to buy. Like just, I'm like ready to pay.
Yeah.
No matter what you say to me, even if you just did the worst job ever, like I'm just here to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's about 10% that like even if you were like Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio, like they are not joining.
Yeah.
They're just, Yeah, some people just like that. Yeah. They're just like, I'm here to look. Like, they came in just knowing they were not going to buy.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I just want to check this out. And I know for a fact I am not.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. And that's just like a 10%.
Yeah.
And then there's 70% in the middle. And at 70% in the middle, that is really the skill of you as a gym owner or as a coach, which is just like handling just like the, you know, one or two little objections they've got at the very end. And I always feel more comfortable when they have some objections. When it's just like, yep, sign me up.
Yeah, because that's an objection as well. Yes, objection.
Sometimes I'm worried they're like, oh, they're just kind of saying yes, and they're going to get out of here. The card will bounce on, never hear from them again. Or it's just like, yes, and they don't really think about what they're actually getting themselves into.
Yeah.
And they like don't stick to the training, and they don't really like, because they haven't really thought about it. They haven't even thought, you know, can I turn up to class? Like, do I have the time for this? All that type of stuff. Will I have the money for the next payments? They're just like, yep. So I love the 70% in the middle, and you have got to get good at just like overcoming the simple objections at the very end to sign those 70% of the people up to your gym or your PT, whatever you're selling. And the cool thing about it, which is something we realized when we first got sales coaches, is it's not like every single time the objection is different. It's actually always the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just three different things. The time, like I don't have time for training. It's too expensive, the money, or I'm just going to think about it, or I've got to speak to my partner.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing. This is pretty much unbelievably, like you don't realize it when you first start, but it just ends up being one of those three every single time. They used to always stump me at the end, for sure. Like at the beginning, I was always like, and I just like leave it. Okay, cool. Like I just like let them have that one of the three, or I'd like have this like 5-second try to change their mind and then I just give up. But just doing like thousands of them now, we've got pretty good at just handling all three.
Yeah, well, I think it's, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, I think, you can fix a lot of the objections as well early on before you get to the price.
Of course.
So, I like to do that as much as possible. So, even, I don't like to race through it and then get to the objections at the end. I try and personally go through as many of the objections as possible, as in a personal way, and I'll explain that in a second, so that by the time they get to it, they've kind of heard an objection, heard the reason that it's not really an objection and why they need to do it, so that they've basically played it out in their head, so that for them to bring it up again, either they weren't listening to me or they really have like a strong objection to it and they have to have it handled for them personally. So I'll give you an example. Yep. So someone's going through and they think it's a lot of money, and so I'll get to you know, maybe midway through it, and you know, maybe we talk about the guarantee, and I'm like, look, the thing about this is, at this point, they don't know the price, but we have spoken about, hey, look, you know, we have this guarantee. So look, even if the 6 weeks doesn't go well, you still get your money back. And I like to say, you know, this is, for most people, this is like quite a big financial investment. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of people will invest or have invested this sort of money before, which is why we have this 6-week guarantee. So that, yes, you're putting out, you know, you're making a significant investment, but you know, it's the best thing you could be doing for your goals right now. And so because you're making an investment like this, we want to take away as much of the risk as possible. So that, look, if it doesn't work out and I'm just sitting here and I'm saying all this great stuff and it looks good and it just doesn't work for you for whatever reason, and you put the work in and you're like, man, I did everything you told me to do. I paid all this money and now it's not working. I don't have a result. I'm exactly the same. I'm worse, which obviously is not the case. Someone does all the workouts. If they do the programming, if they do the nutrition, they're obviously going to change. If I say that to them and I'm like, and then you get 100% of your money back. We don't, like, it's no questions asked. We don't hassle you about it. We don't make you come in. You can just ask for it over text and we'll just give it back to you. That's fine. They're like, oh. And well, then you can just see the moment in the head. They're like, oh, okay. And then I'll say, is that cool? Do you want me to explain any of that? Do you have any questions about it? I kind of used to skip over the guarantee, but now I like really like to dwell on it for a bit, make sure they have a really good understanding. Sometimes I have a follow-up question like, oh, so I can just ask the coach or do I have to ask you? I'm like, yeah, you can ask either of us. We give the money back. Or they might say, oh, has anyone ever done that before? And I go, look, maybe like one, maybe two, but very rarely, because people get really good results with us. And so you've handled the money objection kind of in a different way. You've kind of said, yes, it's expensive. Yes, a lot of people haven't invested this sort of money before, but when they do, they haven't regretted it. And even if you do anyway, it's completely risk-free because you can get it back. And so that kind of takes like the money objection off the table, which is obviously a really big one for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all three of these, we have like multiple times we try and handle it before we get to the end. All three.
Because there's less pressure.
We have a sales course and like we go through exactly how we get rid of all three of them before, but you still sometimes get them at the end. But yeah, to finish the money one, there's two parts. There's basically exactly what you said, like the fear that it won't work and then I'll lose my money. and that's like the real trust one on it.
Yeah.
And you overcome that with the objection, with the money back guarantees, it works so good. And then all the social proof stuff we do as well.
Yeah.
So that's just convincing them that like it does work. You know, I've been around for 5 years. We're like, all this before and afters, all the type of stuff. It's like, okay, like it's probably going to work. They've been doing it 5 years, like they haven't just started.
Yeah.
That's like the trust. And then the other part of it is just the value. Like, is it actually worth the money? Because it's never like, you know, people turning up to your gym and they've got an iPhone, like they do have $600.
Yeah.
It's not actually they don't have the money. Like, they do have $80 a week when they come to your gym. It's never actually the amount of dollars they have. It's just the amount of value they're attaching to like the thing you offer. So it's, and you hear it in the, what they say, like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to spend more than like $60 on like my gym membership.
Mm.
You know, because they're just attaching that amount of value.
Right.
Whereas if they were buying a house, no one's like, oh, I'm going to spend $60 on a house. Yeah. You know, they've got the money.
Yeah.
It's just like the amount of value you're doing it. So it's just like, hey, cool. Do I need to build like more trust? Do I need to show them like more before and afters? Or do I just need to talk about like the money back guarantee more so they have the trust they're not going to blow their money? Or I'm always like, hey, if I get to the end and they still think it's not worth it, I just haven't done a good enough job because I'm selling my first 6 week thing, building up the value in the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And sometimes even I always ask the question back to them, like, hey, is it that like you don't have the money for this? Like there's not enough money set in your account, or is that you think it's like for what it's doing, like it might not be worth it? And it's always like, oh, like it might not be worth it.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. Like if you like definitely lost the weight and we like did all the things we talked about in your goals, like would it be worth the money? And if I can get them to say yes to that, then I'm like, sweet. Now all I've got to do is convince them they're definitely going to get the results.
Yeah.
Because for most people, you know, if they come into your gym and they're a bit overweight, like 100% the amount of money you're charging is worth it if they guaranteed the result. If you're like, you are definitely going to walk away fitter and stronger and like looking better, they would pay it in a flash.
Yeah, I think part of it as well is like a lot of people have been burnt pretty bad in the fitness industry. Like,
oh, nearly everyone.
Yeah. And that a lot of people also believe, because they've failed so many times, that they don't think they can do it as well. So that it's not necessarily they don't believe in you, they don't believe in themselves. Mm. So part of what I have to go through with people is help them understand what they did before, why it didn't work, and help them kind of unpack that and be like, hey, look, it didn't work because you did this and this and this, and this is why we do things differently, and this is why it works with us. And at the end of the day, it's really simple stuff. It's like, hey, look, you tried to lose weight sustainably. Sorry, you tried to lose weight and you wanted to do it sustainably, but you chose a path which was unsustainable. Like you did way too much cardio, you did way too much training, and you went on way too low of a calorie deficit, or you did some kind of challenge. So that is why you weren't able to maintain it. And then a lot of people haven't done like proper strength training before. I'll explain the benefits of strength training. I'm like, look, strength training, you build more muscle, it speeds up your metabolism, it means you can eat more food and stay leaner. And it also means that you can just hold your progress for a lot longer and you don't have to kill yourself in the gym every day. And then I try and break some beliefs that they have around training. So they're kind of thinking to themselves, oh, okay, wow. So this is different and this is how that would work. I'll tell you what got me once in a sales call, and I always remember it, and I always try and have that belief, that same belief breaking moment, or that same thing like, wow, that's so cool. Because a lot of people will attach, they almost make a decision for a sale almost off like one thing.
Yeah.
It's like if you can like crack one thing for them, they're like, fuck, I'm in. Because they're kind of there for like a few things, but there's like this one thing that if you can convince them, let's do it. Just how humans are wired, like in psychology. Okay, if I can just break this one belief, people are like, I'm in all the way. Yeah. And everything you say after that, it's just gravy. And for me, what it was is when I had really, really big weakness of mine was strict handstand push-ups, right? And then I went to Kyle from Training Think Tank and he was like, oh, you know, so he wrote on the form that like handstand push-ups was like a thing. What have you done for them before? And I kind of explained it. He goes, yeah, look, lots of guys in your position have really struggled with strict handstand push-ups. So that's like where you created this protocol, which like no one else does. And we use like bands for the strict handstand push-up. And I was like, bands for strict handstand push-up? What the fuck? He's like, yeah. You like kind of put it in this tripod, you kick up and like we do like these cluster sets and we like manage the volume and stuff. And I was like, dude, I was just stuck on bands. I was like, fuck, he's genius. I'm like, because I know bands work so well. That's why I put him in the bench booster program. I'm like, bands for handstand push-up. Fuck, I didn't even think about it. And then from that point, I was sold. Yeah. I was like, dude, this guy has figured out how to fix it. Because that's what I was there for. Mm. Like, yeah, it was a coaching program for everything. But all I was like, I'm like, I can't get better at strict handstand push-ups. Can someone help me with that? And that's probably what it's like for a lot of people in that circumstance. So find that one belief, break it, and you can kind of get there, right? By asking the right questions and kind of figuring out what they've done before. And you kind of really know what someone's coming in for. You can, if you do a good job of breaking that belief, it's a much easier sale at the end.
For sure. particularly with the money, because the money is money is the time and value.
Yeah.
You find a belief, like you've created the value, the money just, it actually doesn't matter anymore. Like it truly doesn't, and you'll realize that the more you practice it.
People will make a way, find a way.
Of course. Like, I mean, yeah, it would be different, I think, if we lived in like, I don't know, if you're listening to this in like remote Sahara Africa, like they just truly don't have the money.
But if you go that extreme, but yeah, someone
in general, affluent. Like, yeah, like they actually do have the money, particularly if you've spoken to them already on the phone, like they've got it.
Yeah.
It's got to build the value. And then it's time. So time is an interesting one. Because at the very beginning, I think if you're first making sales, it can seem like, oh, well, there's no way around this. Like, you don't have the time to come.
Mm.
I guess that makes sense. Like, all right, like, goodbye. But that is your job as like being a fitness professional to coach them through that. Because no matter where they go, the fact is with fitness is it takes time. Like, no matter how rich you are and like how much you pay for your session, you're still going to take time. So just coaching them on like, hey, if you have these goals, cool. If you don't want to prioritize the time, you will never achieve them.
Mm.
And it's been like, but if you want to train here or anywhere, we have to find this amount of time for you to do it. But what you want to sell them on at that point is like, and we will get you there in the most time effective manner as anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's doubtful. It's like, hey, we need to coach you right now because this is a problem. You need to find the time if you want these goals. If you can't, you'll never achieve them.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And then also you need to tack onto that, and we are the most time effective way for you to achieve them.
Yeah. Or we just say, hey, we're going to use training that, you know, if you really did 2 hours a week, you would get a lot more benefit than if you did 2 hours at F45 or if you did 2 hours of this or 2 hours of that. Because we're combining the most effective methods, which is strength training and bodybuilding and strongman stuff and gymnastics and bodyweight strength. And we're incorporating some high intensity conditioning.
Mm.
And if you did 2 hours of that a week, hey, you wouldn't get the best results in the world, but you get much better results than if you invested 2 hours somewhere else. And that's sort of the big thing that we've come around to. And I'm just like, yeah, it's way better than F45. It's way better than Orange Theory because we use far more effective tools and methods than they do. And people are going to invest the time anyway. They may as well get a better bang for their buck.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, very often those people will be like, oh, I'm just going to run because I can just like start running as soon as I leave my door and I save time. And then what you've got to coach them on is like, hey, that's actually a pretty bad use of your time. Because like, you know, 3 hours of running in a week, you're training so little and you're not going to look very much better. So it's actually not time effective. Like, yes, it's the most time effective from like having your heart rate and how much time you put into it because you can just start running from your door.
Yeah.
But in terms of like results, it's not time effective. And what we coach you on, plus eating well, is the most time effective manner of going about your fitness.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing as well. It's like, hey, you invest 2 hours with us in the gym a week, but the time that you're already spending eating, if we can make that a better time, if we can coach you on what you're doing there, then you're going to actually get better results. Yeah. So
with
that,
no extra time.
Yeah. And that's not actually more of a time investment. That's just doing something different in the time that you're allocating to eating already because you're already eating and drinking. We're just going to teach you better ways to do it. And that's going to save you time. In fact, we could probably make you even save time there because we'll do like meal prep or meal delivery and it's like healthier options and you're not investing the time of going out and finding a place to eat and lining up and, you know, wasting time from other things that are more important to you. But one thing I always like to do is say, like help people connect their health and fitness to things that they're spending their time on that they value already. So if they're like, oh, you know, between like looking after my kids and going to their sporting games and, you know, spending time with my partner and that sort of stuff, I'll say things like, hey, if you're investing time for yourself in your health and fitness, you're going to feel better about yourself. So you're going to have more patience at home. You're going to be more clear-headed. You're going to be more active with your kids. You're going to be more excited to play games with them. So you're going to be a better person in the time that you're spending of the things that you already value a lot already. And I think that really hits home for a lot of people as well. They're like, oh, I didn't really think about it like that. But when you tie the dots together, maybe they kind of know it, but I guess having someone like more of an authority, like you sitting across to them, confirming it with them, I think it helps a lot more as well.
For sure. Because then you're showing them really how all up they're actually going to save time. And the way I go about a pretty similar thing is I just really like the story. So what I'll do is like, you know, you can take the same before and after or picture of your own member and just tell a totally different story every time. Mm-hmm. So like one, you can be like, oh, you know, you changed nutrition, now it looks better. But I'll get the same member and I'll tell like a totally different story to this person. I'm like, oh, you know, he is like hedge fund guy. And this is the truth. Like he works in the city, he's a hedge fund. Like you just pick the busiest occupation, find that member that you've already got the prioritized time, tell them that story. It kills that excuse straight away because they're busier than you. Like, yeah, so he's a hedge fund manager. He's got like 3 kids, like all under 2. I don't know how his wife pulled it off, but she did. And like he told me the same thing when we first started. He was like 3 kilos away and he like did not have the time. And I looked at his schedule. He actually didn't have the time. But we made like two changes. He started like getting meal delivery in the night, so we stopped having to cook dinner. So we got to bed half an hour earlier, and now he gets up at like 5:30 to 6:30. He's out of here at 6:29 on the dot, and he does that 3 days a week, and like he achieved all his goals. And he's had to like had enough to take away from his social life or anything like that.
I also think you just set a record in explaining that. I think you just said that whole sentence in like half a second. That was fast. That was fast.
I have done it a lot of time, and that's exactly what we'll do. So I like to tell the story.
My sales process is I speak so fast in my sales process. That you're actually going to save time. My coaching is so fast.
Not wasting time begins right now. And that is, yeah, and I find the story like incredibly effective on that because it just like breaks down the excuse. And that person is a real person. It's the person standing in your gym like right behind you as you do it.
Yeah.
So that can be a really, really good excuse killer. And time and money, I would say...
It's 99% of it.
Man, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then really when you get to this third one of wanting to think about it, it's generally these first two wrapped up in a different way of saying it. Like they've got a time and money excuse.
Yeah.
And they're just saying, I want to think about it so they can get the hell away from you.
Yeah.
And hold that excuse
yeah.
good because they don't want to tell you the truth. So to think about it, I would say I probably had the most trouble with this for the longest time at the gym because it seems really reasonable. It's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I'm really, really keen to do it. Like, definitely I'm going to do it. I just, like, want to think about
it. It's the one I use.
It's probably my go-to as well. I just want to think about it for, like, the next, you know, I'll definitely get back to you tomorrow and, like, I'll 100% be in, but I just need, like, you know, one day to think about it.
Yeah.
And it seems super reasonable. Like, why, you know, why do you need to decide right now? Like, the gym's going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, it's a 12-month goal.
Yeah.
I can, like, decide tomorrow. It seems super reasonable. Yeah. And I think that a lot of the times you can justify to your head in your own head that like, oh, this seems fine. Like, I'll let them decide tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've like run a gym, like you're a real gym owner or a real coach, you've done it for a while, you realize that almost every single person that says this, no matter how genuine they look at you in the eyes and say, I'll let you know tomorrow I'm in, they almost are never in.
Well, even if they intend on getting back to you and they do want to do it, they let a certain amount of time pass and they always end up deciding not to do it because they're always happier with the money.
Man, it's just what happens. Like, because... if you look back on any actual decision is, say you're like going to buy, I don't know, you're going to buy like a new phone or whatever. You don't like go and you're like, okay, I'm going to think about it. And you don't go home and just spend hours like writing pros and cons lists and deciding whether
to buy. Unless you're a psychopath.
Yeah, you don't actually do that. You just like go and then you like walk out, you look at your phone, oh, got to do this thing, and you're completely distracted and that's it.
Gone.
You like don't think about the phone again. Then you get home, you like make dinner, talk to your girlfriend, you do this. The next day, you're like, oh, busy with work. And then like 3 days later, you're like, oh man, am I going to get that phone? Ah, oh, whatever. Nah, I'll leave it. Fine.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, okay, I'll go back down and get it.
Yeah.
And you end up deciding in a millisecond anyway.
Yeah.
Because no one actually does that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe for a house, but in general, no one does. And that's generally the thing I say, hey, people often think that, you know, they need more time to make a decision, but you're going to go out of here, you're going to get distracted, you're going to have to do this and do that. And they're like, man, they actually generally resonate with that pretty well. And you're not going to get any more information. I've given you all the information right now. Like, you're not going to learn anything new about this decision once you leave here. So that's why we ask people just to decide at the end of the consult.
Now, one thing that's helpful in our deck, and we explain it in that download, is that we do attach urgency to the thing. So it's like, hey, in this offer today, I can only provide you this offer at this price today. So if you go away and think about it, unfortunately, the price is going to go back up.
And like, you know, pretty much every Globo gym has done that for like the last 10 years, right? Yeah. This is classic.
Yeah. And so it just helps them to make that decision. They're like, wow, I want this really good deal. They're right. I don't need to think about it. So I'm going to think about it right now and make my decision right now. And then that pretty much solves it. I find the urgency thing. I was like really adamant. We had that in the deck and I know we fixed that. And now it's been working really well. And I spent some time at, you know, we do the thing, we hold on the price and then we go, and today, if you decide right now, I'm going to give you really good offers. Sometimes people turn to me, they go, right now. And I'm like, right now. They go, okay, give me a second.
Mm.
And they realize you're serious and they realize you will take it off the table legitimately. They make a decision right then and there. Now, if someone doesn't care about that and they really want to go away and think about it, in my mind, they're basically saying, I'm not signing up.
It's a no.
It's a no. And so what I will push for is a deposit, a small deposit. So I'm like, hey, okay, so, and this is like my final ace card up the sleeve. Because if someone walks out of there and I don't have a single dollar of their money, it's good as gone. I don't even bother following up. I'm like, you're done. You're dead to me. And so I'll say, okay, look, now I can see you really want to do this. Is that true? Yes. Okay. But you're struggling with the decision because you're just not a person that likes to decide things on the spot. Yes. Okay.
Or maybe they need to speak to their partner.
Yeah. Or like, you want more time to think about it. It's a big decision for you. I'm like, that's fine. look, what I want to do is get the process started. I want to get you in here. I want to get you booked in because our coaches are really busy. I'm seeing like 3 or 4 other people this week and I don't want you to miss out. Obviously, we're both really keen on getting towards these goals. Yeah. And they're like, yep. I'm like, cool. So what we're going to do is a $100 deposit today. And what I'm doing is connect you with the coach straight away, put $100 down. The coach can organize the rest of the money in the next session. You'll keep the offer, but we need to like put a deposit down today. And in 9 times out of 10, in the 1% of cases, which is really good. So now you're talking about, you know, a very, 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 very low percentage of people that doesn't take this offer. That I know for sure. After I've given this offer, that's a complete no, and I can rest easy.
Yeah.
Knowing this person said no. They just didn't have the balls to say no. That's fine. They said no. And then, yeah, most people take that. They go, yeah, okay, cool. I'll put down $100, and they take that deposit. Now, I really don't like that because there's always a chance that they still go missing. They give you $100, they never show up, or they show up to the next session, and then they have another objection, and the coach has to handle it. But it is still better to take something than nothing.
For sure. Well, what you're really often doing there as well is you're just like truly finding out. Because sometimes like people maybe like we get travels, whatever, and they're like, I don't actually get paid until like Thursday. So I actually don't have that money. Like,
yeah.
In my like checking account right now. Yeah. So when you just reduce it, okay, all the way, like, okay, just put down $100. Everybody has got $100. They've got to buy dinner that night.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know when they're like, nah, I still need time to think about that. It's like, cool.
But also, here's the thing. If someone can't afford $100, I'm also like, well, this is not good because you're not going to be able to afford the gym long term. So I know you're going to be a person that's going to show up in the failed payments list and you're going to be getting like fees and you're not going to show up for classes and stuff. You're going to be a problem for me. So if they don't, if $100 is like way too much of an ask for them, even if like the upfront is like too much of an ask, they're like, oh, I don't have the money right now and like it's not in my savings. I'm like, hey, you really want to do this, but I don't think you're a smart person with your money. Like, I don't think you can afford this. And so I'm almost thinking in my head, oh, you're probably not a good fit for the gym. It might be more hassle than it's worth. So hopefully that was helpful. Yep. Hopefully we went through some stuff. We talked about that content sales deck builder. I do recommend downloading that. Every gym owner, you've got to have this deck. It's like essential, right? So mindmuscleproject.com/free.
Particularly if you ever want to not have to do all the sales yourself. Like if you're a gym owner and you want your coaches to do the sales for you.
Or if you go on holidays, you want a coach to take over for a bit.
It's just the easiest way to make it consistent across the board.
Yeah, 100%. Make sure they hit all the points that are important.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can get that at the link. Guys, remember we talked about Waterfy.com/MMP, truecoach.co/MMP. It's all on our partners page now. So if you go to the mymuscleproject.com, just at the top, if you go to the partners tab, then everything, every partner that we work with, all the codes, everything, it's all stored there. Easy place for you guys to find it. So that, you don't have to shoot us the DM. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll speak to you next week.